The top stories from ABC News. The United Nations Security Council has rejected Russia's bid to condemn US-led military action against Syria's chemical weapons facilities. In response, the US, the UK and France are understood to be making a new push for an independent investigation into the use of toxic gas in the war-torn region. An emergency warning has been issued for Sydney's southwest, where a large bushfire continues to burn out of control. The fast-moving blaze is travelling in a northeasterly direction towards Sandy Point, Pleasure Point and Voyager Point. Residents should take shelter immediately as it is too late to leave. An emergency warning is also in place for Alfords Point and Barden Ridge. Queensland police have determined there were no suspicious circumstances surrounding the disappearance of a 47-year-old woman who fell overboard on a P&O cruise ship while at sea last week. Crime scene detectives boarded the ship when it docked in Brisbane this morning, 2 days after a search in surrounding waters was called off. And Kurt Fearnley has capped off his career representing Australia with a fairy tale finish at the Commonwealth Games. Fearnley dominated from the start to win the T54 marathon in a time of 1 hour, 30 minutes and 25 seconds. It's the second medal for the para-athlete, who also nabbed silver in the 1500 metres track event.